第十項議程就是荃灣區罪案報告2020年3至4月和2019年3至4月的罪案數字比較，荃灣區議會第30/2021號文件，請金榮耀律師報告荃灣區的罪案情況。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My report for the months of March and April of this year is as tabled. During the period under review, overall crime in Tsuen Wan increased by 38.6% from 295 cases to 409 cases as compared with the same period last year, whilst our overall detection rate was 37.4%. As mentioned in my previous report, there has been a huge upsurge in deception cases since the outbreak of coronavirus earlier this year, accounting for almost one-third of all crimes reported in Tsuen Wan. Online shopping scams, mostly involving face masks and hand sanitizers, as well as romance scams, accounted for the vast majority of deception cases in the district. Violent crime, along with robberies, burglaries, wounding and serious assaults, were well contained during the period under review. Increases, however, were noted in shop thefts, criminal damage and criminal intimidation reports. There were 93 shop theft cases reported in March and April this year, an increase of 66% when compared with the same period last year. 77% of these cases have been detected and 72 persons arrested. There were 39 cases of criminal damage reported in the district, an increase of 85% when compared with 21 cases reported in March and April last year. 7 of the cases were related to debt collection, whilst a further 11 cases involved damage to vehicles. 25% of the cases have been detected so far, with 10 persons arrested. There were 12 reports of criminal intimidation, compared with only 2 in the same period last year. 7 of the cases were debt collection related, whilst 2 stemmed from domestic violence incidents. 33% of the cases have been detected so far, with 5 persons arrested. I have listened to your concerns about illegal gambling in the district and have devoted much effort to address them. A total of 253 persons have been arrested for gambling-related offences in the first 4 months of this year, and our efforts in this area will continue. I'm also aware of your concerns regarding traffic situation in the district. In terms of enforcement, some 44,000 fixed penalty tickets have been issued to vehicles and drivers in the first 5 months of this year. Whilst the police are putting in considerable effort in this area and will continue to do so, it must be realised that some of the traffic black spots cannot be resolved by parking enforcement alone. This concludes my report, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
我由那边读起，蓝文辉议员、刘兆轩议员、潘朗聪议员、刘卓宇议员、黄家华议员、陆凌中议员、林石添议员、文裕明议员，左边位刘志雄议员、赵恩来议员，咁我都准许咁多位议员发言，就每人一分钟。咁一间因为太多议员发言咧，我都会增加总警司嘅回应时间嘅。郭少贤议员，
系，多谢主席，咁都欢迎指挥官嚟啦。啱啱聽到過啦，就係刑事即係案高咗，但係破案率同樣地高啦。咁其實我自己喺度都有一個 case， 就關於24號嘅川龍街有個刑毀案。咁亦都係再次喺度咧，就感謝警隊啦、刑事第八隊咧，係好快咁就破咗案，咁捉到人添嘅。咁另外咧，其實都呢排咧都有喺網上啦，都睇到你哋少信啦、奇樂啦、一啲嘅 Facebook、IG、YouTube 咧，都好多啲防罪防疫嘅一啲嘅網上嘅工作。 工作，咁都值得讚賞嘅。咁尤其其實點解咁講咧？因為我哋喺曾經福來村咧都有啲嘅 case 發生，即係一啲嘅偷竊嘅嘢發生咗嘅。其實我哋同你落咗去派單張之餘咧，其實你哋而家都喺近期出咗一段啦，都係一齊去做翻一啲嘅防罪嘅意識啦。咁呢個係值得讚賞嘅。咁最後都講咗聚堵問題，咁希望警方我哋都要喺各大屋邨啊各個情況都要繼續努力。唔該曬。
多謝主席。嗱，我睇到數字上面咧，就話今年咧打破呢個賭非法賭博嘅罪案比舊年上升啊。但係咧喺我嘅選區隔離石圍角村咧有一個非法聚賭黑點，但係唔知點解每次見到警察巡邏咧都會唔知咁啱都唔會行過嗰個地方嘅，即係見到幾十人喺度聚賭咧，永遠唔理嘅。我諗警務處係咪？加強嗰個地點嘅巡邏，同埋加強打擊，一來非法聚賭，二來違反限聚令嘅，唔該。
劉兆軒議員，
唔該主席。咁睇翻個罪案率啦，如果你2019年同今年比嘅話，其實都多咗好多嘅。咁主要都係盜竊同埋欺詐啦。咁另外呢，其實我諗警方喺呢一方面可能再做多宣傳啦。另外我就係想講一講呢，警方喺動用警力嗰陣呢，可能會唔會衡量返少少呢？因為之前呢上個星期到啦，我同阿潘朗聰議員就擔任做完街站，咁啊行過去某一個荃灣嘅地鐵 A 出口嘅時候呢，就有一位伯伯喺度拉二胡嘅，咁突然之間呢就超過40名警察三架 EU 車嘅出現。咁其實我唔係好明白你哋對動用警力呢一方面點樣評估嘅呢，即係一位伯伯就需要40位嘅警員，咁但係賭檔有時可能就係得嗰幾位或者少部分嘅警察，咁好多時候我想問一下咁點樣評估呢位伯伯比嗰班賭檔更加危險或更加嚴重呢？又出埋防暴，咁我唔係好 get 到呢、這、一個。唔該，主席。
潘朗聰議
員，劉議員都提起咗，因為當日5月29日咧，就係有人喺度彈榮光歸於香港然之後咧，警方係動用30個藍衫、4個防暴，亦都有4個警長咧，係去到現場咧。是去審問嗰、那個即係嗰個音樂表演者，咁最後都冇拉到，但係呢亦都係非常之質疑，用咁龐大嘅警力係去處理一個街頭表演者，究竟合適唔合適？而當時我同劉展議員呢都係喺現場嘅，我發現呢你哋有一個警長係冇戴口罩，不斷向人群大嗌，呢個係非常之嚴重啊！當市民想去問關於發生咩事嘅時候咧，突然間情緒暴躁，挺起個胸膛向住人群喺度嗌，向後行，向後行，戴唔戴口罩喎？我哋市民係非常之驚慌，所以必須要求警隊係去望翻嗰日發生咩事，亦都要做紀律復檢。咁啊，要警長去回答啦嚇。
好多謝。
有請議
員。好，多謝。咁首先睇翻呢堆數字嘅時候，係非常之失望 ，we are really disappointed on this figure。咁我哋都應該會係好多，甚至係唔止係雙位數字，係三位數字上升啊！呢個第一。咁第二咧，我想講翻咧就係本個選區咧，其實就係位於喺你哋嘅荃灣警署嗰度。咁但係咧多次咧有好多我嘅 banner 咧係俾人解嘅，喺一個咁近你哋學咁近你哋嘅即係警局。警署附近都有咁多呢啲刑事毀壞，我覺得你哋真係非常之做得非常差咯。咁同埋咧就係、是、上個月咧，我喺你哋嚟嘅時候咧，係有關於就係講illegal parking 咧，希望有數字，你係應承咗，但係去到今日咧都係冇嘅。唔該。死啦！邊度啊？
黃家華議員，家華。
係好吧，多謝主席。我想講翻村裏面都有啲居民向我反映嘅，咁都同咗阿周 Sir 講咗噶啦。咁特別咧係一個汽車爆竊嘅情況，喺第四座同埋主外對出。咁分別都係啲貨 van 同埋啲校巴。咁佢哋都唔係話整得咩嘢，我睇到有個汽車攝錄個鏡頭就係應該係一啲。未必行得好正嘅，可能係隱君子啦。 就係做爆竊。咁而我都勸喻爆竊嘅司機去報案，咁我唔知佢有冇報啦。咁但我都同咗警民周 Sir 講咗。咁再者就係正如阿大主席講嘅嗰個賭錢嗰度，咁都係多謝警方嗰次做咗個行動。咁但係都係嗰句，你今日處理完之後，其實第二日已經有賭翻。咁房屋署做咗好多嘢嘅，譬如封曬所有嘅設施啊、台凳啊，咁但係佢哋都係掹開曬啊，咁啊聚到嘅。咁呢度都希望加多少少日數去掃蕩。多謝
陸靈中議員。
多謝主席啊！感覺上咧打擊違法咧，好似多咗少少工作嘅，做多啲嘢嘅。嗱，為咗呢個環保同埋市政關係咧，我就冇俾阿金總警司同埋阿顧 Sir 嗱，呢度有張相片啦，一陣間會後俾阿金 Sir 同埋阿金總警司金 Sir 同埋呢個阿顧 Sir 嘅。嗱，違法依然嚴重，呢個碼頭霸道、歡搖閣街同埋呢個環龍街咧，淨係撲到上去行人路嘅，呢個好嚴重。另外死車問題。富饶国街依然是这样成半年了没理到。另外关于那个川龙街河背街讲的建保延伸问题呢，会后我会跟阿顾 Sir 联络，希望金总警司呢可以让你的同事呢同我们同埋有兴趣的议员呢一起走那条街。仲有一样东西，你们的汇报呢其实不好仔细。这个 NSG 附件更你们的排那些选区呢，嗱杨屋道竟然有环龙街嘅，而荃湾南呢又会出现个关门口街、荃明街、荃富街啲嘢摆到乱晒龙，希望你执返正佢。
林石天宇。
咁其实呢我又想讲两样嘢先。第一样嘢呢就係喺荃湾嘅警民嘅同事啦，就喺早幾日之前就 send 咗一段 message 俾我啦，就話喺6月5號嗰日呢下晝呢，荃灣嘅特別職務隊同埋特遣隊嘅人員呢就喺呢個鹹田街一帶呢就打擊咗呢個非法聚賭嘅。咁行動中呢警員檢獲一副撲克牌及少量賭款。咁我就當然啦兩樣嘢嘅，我好中立嘅啦。咁警察做呢樣嘢呢我都 appreciate 嘅。咁但係你話只是檢獲一副啤牌呢，我就有少少覺得有啲問題。我自己巡區喺嗰度一帶，我見嘅呢唔係一副啤牌咁簡單囉，麻雀都見到喎，我係。但點解你哋會淨係得一副啤牌呢？咁呢個同埋五號行動完之後過兩日又繼續倒返啦。咁呢個我俾多少少時間喎。另外我想講返我嘅 banner 呢是經常性區落，全部呢掛兩日就爛曬㗎啦。我兩個月前已經報過案㗎啦，咁我想問一下係咪破唔到案呢？我希望警務處可以幫我即係解答我嘅疑慮，唔該曬。
林宇明議
員。多謝主席。食衞局嘅聚賭情況呢係存在嘅，但係呢由於我哋嘅警方嘅執法人員都成功檢控過一兩位聚賭嘅老人家，咁所以呢是情況是稍為改善，但是一個情況我想即是警方可以做得更好的呢，除了是檢舉一些聚賭的街坊之外呢，是不是可以加強刑事偵察一些放數的人呢？那過往幾年前呢警方是做過的，我覺得這個是治標即是治本的方法，因為呢他是不單止是聚賭的人有興趣，而且放數的人呢更加危害他家庭幸福，所以希望做好一些。另外一個有一個個案，這個婆婆在銀行拿錢之後就被人騙鬼了，這樣呢在這方面呢我希望警方和銀行之間呢可以多些聯絡呢，勸喻一些街坊或者長者呢在那個交收的時候呢要小心一些，不要說人家幫他換錢，他一萬元就換了他，換回幾十元給他，這樣就很淒涼了，希望做多些宣傳。多謝主席。
最後兩位就是劉志雄議員和趙恩來議員，請劉志雄議員。
咁喺荃灣區裏面其中一個問題就係非法賽車啦，咁我自己睇返呢個嘅罪案數字表嗰度就冇一個項目啦，唔知係咪會係歸納咗係一個嘅賭博定係話非法社團嘅罪案呢，等於話喺警方裏面呢都係唔當呢個即係非法賽車係一個嘅罪案嘅項目。有本人呢喺2月23號呢其實都係拍攝咗一個非法賽車嘅即係片段啦，亦都俾返警方交俾警方交通部，咁至今呢大家都未見有任何嘅即係調查，因為當中呢涉嫌呢 一啲嘅車牌係有可能係即係去偽造嘅嚇，咁但係都至今咧都未收到一啲嘅即係回應嚇。咁我想睇下警方唔知對呢個非法賽車嘅問題會有點樣嘅跟進咧嚇。咁呢個問題其實已經係提出過好多次啦。咁我哋期望係警方會有一啲嘅一個嘅即係長期嘅一啲策略去打擊呢啲問題。咁希望即係警方回應。
好，咁幾樣嘢啦。第一樣嘢就係、是、其實之前啦，稍早前咁，其實政府將呢個曹公潭户外康樂中心劃咗呢個隔離營啦。咁出面亦都有嘅警方嘅人員去到駐守啦，亦都有警幹。咁但係好無奈地，咁琴日就發現原來有人可以成功嘅偷走而冇俾人發現，去到荃灣市中心嘅時候，大家先至有一個形跡可疑嘅人，跟住先至被捉返去啦。咁其實好擔心，咁其實曹公潭會唔會發生第二次相類似嘅情況呢？究竟保安上有冇一個漏洞喺度呢？咁呢個係第一個問題啦。咁第二個問題其實頭先議員都有提到話，即係大家議員區議會嘅 banner 咁成日俾人戒俾人破壞啦。咁其實我睇返嚟罪案數字喺荃威花園呢，就有四單刑事毀壞四元，咁四單都破案嘅。咁但係我冇記錯呢，我其實有其中兩單嘅其實關我事嘅。咁但係我記得係到而家都未有人去到被捕，或者你被捕咗冇通知我啦，你捉到人。咁就而同時另外有一單就係警員上到去搵到一個人，咁但係就話警告咗你就了事啦。咁我唔知呢個係咪警方嘅一般做法處理刑事毀壞案。唔該曬。
哇，咁聽到大家議員嘅意見呢，綜合包括呢就係、是、路霸啦，好多啲食肆或者一啲商戶等等呢，就擺啲即係雜物啊貨物喺街道馬路。咁除咗食環署之外，我哋嗰個警方呢就應該係協助或者係加強嘅執法啦，聚堵問題啦，汽車嘅盜竊啊，非法嘅賽車啊，界橫額其實我都想講呢，我喺油麻坑路嘅橫額呢，就以前一掛身就俾人戒，跟住又戒，而家呢就係臨油添啊，有啲白色嘅油啊，藍色嘅油，咁都希望警方嚟過係加強去即係緝拿啲係戒橫額嘅人士。咁仲有呢就係而家就嚟有10,000派啦，咁我哋見到經常都有啲不知名嘅來電或者人士上門去搵一啲市民，特別係長者，咁希望警方都加強呢方面嘅即係教育或者宣傳。我哋真係好擔心嗰10,000呢，啲市民攞咗之後就會俾人哋係即係呃呀，或者係用種種方法係攞咗咁樣。咁我想俾5分鐘嘅時間啊，金警司就回應，因為太多個問題。咁如果真係有關嘅問題未必係今日滿足到大家，咁就希望阿古 Sir 或者其他同事呢就係、是、再同返相關嘅同事溝通跟進。咁呢個時間交俾阿金總警司。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for your questions. As per usual practice, I will give you all written answers to your questions in any case, if I can't touch on the subject today. Regarding gambling, in the first 4 months of this year, the police have arrested more than 250 persons for gambling-related offences. The police have adopted a 3-pronged strategy for tackling street gambling in Chuen Wan. This 3-pronged strategy includes deterrence,enforcement, publicity and education. Thanks for your information. We have been able to prioritise our enforcement action, and since our last meeting, my officers have conducted 65 anti-gambling patrols in uniform to deter gambling activities in the black spots you mentioned. In terms of enforcement, we have conducted 6 gambling raids, resulting in the arrest of 36 persons aged between 41 and 81. And with regards to publicity and education, I think you will have all seen some of our raids reported in the press and on online media, whilst the uniformed officers also conduct leaflet distribution to those in the vicinity in an effort to dissuade them from participating in such illegal activities. And our enforcement action will continue. Now, I know traffic is also a concern for the council. Traffic enforcement against illegal parking is one of my operational priorities. Priorities is especially accorded to those offences that affect safety to pedestrians and other road users, such as parking on footpaths, parking in or in the immediate area of bus stops, parking in double yellow lines, and parking in or in the immediate vicinity of junctions. In the first 5 months of this year, police have issued over 44,000 fixed penalty tickets to offending vehicles and drivers for both parking and moving violations to the road traffic ordinance in Tijuana. It must be recognized that some traffic black spots cannot be resolved by police enforcement action only, and some problems exist due to a number of other contributing factors such as population increase, road design, infrastructure development, and a general lack of legal parking spaces. I hope council members will recognize this and take an holistic approach when considering how to tackle some of these historical challenges in Tijuana. In terms of road racing, in the fourth quarter of last year, the regional traffic officers conducted 5 operations against road racing on Castle Peak Road and Two Moon Highway. A total of 60 fixed penalty tickets were issued, and 2 suspected vehicles were sent, suspected of being modified, were sent to the government examiner. In the first quarter of this year, regional traffic officers have conducted 13 operations against speeding on Texaco Road, Root Twist, Tun Wan Road, and Tun Mun Highway, and a total of 278 fixed penalty tickets were issued. Our enforcement in these areas will continue. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
隨後可以
Maybe I can add something about the banners. I do recognize there have been a number of damage. These typically increase closer to voting times and things like that. If there's evidence that we can use to detect those cases, we certainly will follow those lines of inquiry. And we have detected a number of criminal damage cases to banners. Our officers are always on the lookout. We know where most of your banners are, and we try to pay attention to them when they're on patrol, and we'll continue to do so. Thank you.
或者警民關係方面啦，揾翻同事聯絡翻投訴個 banner 被毀壞嘅區議員，然之後揾偵測隊嘅警員幫我哋盡快去即係緝落兇徒，就避免不斷咁樣啲 banner 係被毀啦。
主席，因為剛才金總警司都沒有回答到我和劉兆軒議員的問題，關於5月29日運用30多個警員去對付一個街頭表演者，以及個警員警長是警長沒有戴口罩向人群推進，這個行為是否適當，會不會進行紀律覆檢，我希望警司可以在這裡回答大家。
金總司
Thank you, maybe I can add a bit onto that. The members of the public reported that a male was playing there, his Urhu there at, and by the time the police arrived, there was about 50 people gathering there as well. It's not correct to say that there was, I've heard different numbers here today, 30, 40, 50 police officers were there. But in any case, the man was asked to stop playing his musical instrument in a public place because members of the public had made a complaint against it. Thank you.
Okay. 就冇戴口罩。
Yeah, I'll remind my officers to make sure that they wear face masks. Thank you.
Okay. 嗱，如果有啲資料唔充足嘅話，我相信金總警司都會有個書面嘅回應俾翻大家嘅。